Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to play four songs. Well, actually, we'll play more than four songs, but they'll all have to do with number four. We'll have some fours, some fourths, and even a quartet of quartets. That's because today we're celebrating our fourth anniversary on the air here at KISL. It all started July 23rd, 2000, and we're still here and going strong and appreciate your support. So here to begin this special fourth anniversary show are the Four Aristocrats.
He told the crowd that he was proud to hallelujah bound. Fill your eyes full of that, I'm not talking through my hat. Everybody loves my girl, some baby. Take a look, ain't she smart? Don't look twice to break my heart. Everybody loves my girl. Yes, what a voice, just like a bird. So pretty, she can sing anything. Still, she never smoked a lucky water neck. Like a swan, that's the neck I'm necking on. Everybody loves my girl, dumb baby. Oh, what style, oh, what grace. Are you looking at her face? Everybody loves my girl, ain't she sweet?
And how?
What a view, she looks cute in her bathing suit. Doody-doo-doo, all the yap and the sap. Think that my baby has got on suspenders with stockings rolled. She wins the cup, fellow Jill, how high is up?
Ain't you dear, madam?
do what do do what do 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 what do do do.
I haven't got the pen and
take my time, take my collar, let me write till I can holler. Hello, Swanee, hello, do 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 do. Goodbye East, goodbye West, goodbye North and all the rest. Hello, Swanee, hello, and my fun, now I'm done. Welcome home, your native son. Hello, Swanee, hello.
Oh, mister, conductor, don't give me air. Please, mister, conductor, I haven't got the fare. But
take my tie, take my collar, let me ride till I can holler. Hello, Swanee, oh, hello, my Swanee. Take my tie, take my collar, let me ride till I can holler. Hello, Swanee. Hello.
Keep care for some sweet in a gingham gown. Give yourself a break and meet black eyed Susan Brown, who gives you that southern drawl when she comes around. Get you with that how you all, black eyed Susan Brown. Oh, sugar stuff, sure enough, you'll get a thrill. You won't know what you're missing until
you meet that baby
whose sweet is company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan.
Boom, 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 boom.
What you think I'm doing?
Who's sweetest company when the sun goes down? No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown. Black-eyed Susan Brown. Give that off that beat. Make me shake my feet. Oh, rhythm everywhere. When I get that swing, can't control a thing. Oh, rhythm everywhere. I can hide what's inside me, Lordy, no. When I hear music near me,
I go howdy-ho.
When I hear hot licks, I do funny tricks. Oh, rhythm everywhere, bandida bandida bando, bandida bandida bando, bitty 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 bitty
White Black-Eyed Susan Brown.
Ma, Black-Eyed Susan Brown. Mm.
Thank you.
quartet of Close Harmony Quartets to begin this special edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, celebrating a quartet of years on the air. We just heard Fats Waller and his buddies and Looking Good But Feeling Bad, written by Lester Santley and Fats Waller, and recorded by Victor on September 24, 1929. The vocal was by the Four Wanderers, which consisted of Oliver Childs, who played bass sax, Charles Klinkscales, tenor sax, Herman Hughes, who played clarinet and alto sax, and Maceo Johnson, who played bass sax in the band. The Four Wanderers were preceded by the Four Blackbirds and Black-Eyed Susan Brown from May of 1935. The Four Blackbirds were from Los Angeles and included Geraldine Harris, first tenor, David Petillo, second tenor, Leroy Hurt, baritone and guitar, and Richard Davis on bass. They recorded 10 sides for Columbia and also appeared in the 1935 short Memories and Melodies and the 1936 feature The Music Goes Round, which starred Harry Richman. Before the Four Blackbirds, we heard the Syncopated Four with piano accompaniment on Hello Swanee Hello, written by Sam Coslow and Addie Britt from May of 1927. We began the show also in 1927 with the Four Aristocrats and Everybody Loves My Girl. The Four Aristocrats recorded for Edison, Victor, and Columbia and were in the orchestra pit of the Rivoli Theater in 1926, providing accompaniment to the silent film The Show Off, the first of four film versions of Gene Kelly's 1924 play. The film stars Ford Sterling, who was the chief of the Keystone Cops for Mack Sennett. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This is a special fourth anniversary edition of the show, so we're playing four songs. And here to start off this segment of the show is Frank Bunch and his Fuzzy Wuzzies. Thank you.
I never up top.
Beep, bop, bada, do.
I started on top. Who did he know? Just keep rolling, keep the ball rolling.
Why did I did doodle la doodle?
This is enough, oh. But what I like most,
good duty,
is to have someone who is true, who will love me too.
Four or five times, there is delight in doing things right. Four or five times,
four or five times.
Maybe I'll sigh, maybe I'll cry, and if I die, I'm gonna cry. Four or five times, we like to play. We like to sing, we like to go, da 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 so, four or five times.
Four or five times.
Bit bop one, bit bop two, bit bop three, da 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 three, four or five times.
Four or five times.
Got to do some bit bop two, boop boop, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da.
Back again.
Excuse us, stranger,
for being bold and small. But when you knock the jug band, another drink of tone. While we play the full street, mess around,
mess around,
mess around. Yeah, we come all drunk again.
The Memphis Jug Band and 4th Street Mess Around. The Memphis Jug Band was formed in the early 20s by guitarist, harmonica, and jug player Will Shade. They played in Church's Park, the Chickasaw Country Club, the Peabody Hotel, and for political rallies and private parties for Memphis Mayor E.H. Crump. Their first recording, Son Brimmer's Blues, was made in February 1927, and over the next 7 years they waxed more than 70 sides, many of them composed by Will Shade. 4th Street Mess Around was preceded by McKinney's Cotton Pickers and 4 or 5 Times, recorded in Chicago on July 11, 1928. It was written by Byron Gay and Maceo H. Hellman. The vocal trio consisted of Don Redman, who was also the arranger, George Thomas, and Dave Wilborn. We began the segment with Frank Bunch and his Fuzzy Wuzzies and 4th Avenue Stomp, co-written by Frank Bunch and recorded in Birmingham, Alabama by Jeanette around August 20, 1927. Pianist Frank Bunch had played in John Whatley's band and Frank Longshaw's Birmingham Dance Orchestra, along with his brother Carl, who played banjo. His band had recorded 3 sides, but by 1929 he had moved to Ohio and formed a 10-piece band.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we took a musical trip to Hawaii. Continuing this special 4th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, we're going to visit the islands again, first with Andy Iona's novelty, 4. Thank you.
watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain, singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. You can sing a feeling while I'm feeling for the soul. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for the rug.
Kalama's Quartet, October 20th, 1929, and When the Sun Goes Down, a musical adaptation of a poem written by Larry Yowell. The music was written and arranged by Virginia Spencer and Johnny Noble. Kalama's Quartet was formed in the mid-20s in New York by Bill Kalama. The group began recording for Edison in 1926 and made 12 sides before switching to OK, where they recorded over 50 sides, most of which were in the Hawaiian language. When the Sun Goes Down was preceded by another Hawaiian group, the Four Hawaiian Guitars, with a decidedly non-Hawaiian tune, Singin' in the Bathtub. Singin' in the Bathtub was written by Herb Magidson, Ned Washington, and Michael H. Cleary, and was featured in the 1929 review picture The Show of Shows, where it was sung by Winnie Leitner. One of those four Hawaiian guitars was played by Benny Nawahi, born in Honolulu, but who arrived in the U.S. in 1919, where he began his career as a vaudeville performer, playing steel guitar, mandolin, and violin. We started off with Andy Iona's Novelty 4 and Hula Girl from January 14, 1929. Steel guitarist and saxophonist Andrew Iona Long began his musical career with the Royal Hawaiian Band in the late teens, and then played sax with Johnny Noble's Moana Hotel Orchestra. He then moved to the mainland and began recording in 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and every Sunday evening at 6, for the past 4 years, it's been my extreme pleasure to bring you Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. In celebration of our fourth anniversary, tonight we're playing rapidly rotating records having to do with four, and to start off this segment of the show, here's Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. We used to have that two-fold rhythm, but it's had its day. Black Bottom and the Charleston, they are passé. That hot stomp that you've heard about, all of those we can do without. We'll take full-full rhythm by a full-full rhythm band.
Four.
Sammy Price and his Four Quarters and Blue Rhythm Stomp from October of 1929. Sammy Price studied piano in Dallas and began his musical career with Alfonso Trent's band from 1927 to 30. He spent the 30s in Kansas City, Chicago, and Detroit, but in 1938 moved to New York, where he was the house pianist for Decca, backing blues singers including Trixie Smith and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. He led his own band in the 40s and also played with Mez Mezro, Red Allen, and Doc Cheatham. Blue Rhythm Stomp was preceded by Jovanuti's Four, Runnin' Ragged, Bamboozlin' the Bassoon from October 18, 1929. The other three in Jovanuti's Four were Lenny Hayton on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Frank Trumbauer, who blew the bamboozled bassoon. Before Runnin' Ragged, it was Paul Tremaine and his Aristocrats, a white band which specialized in playing spirituals, and 4-4 Rhythm, definitely not a spiritual. The vocal refrain on that October 4, 1929 recording was by Paul Tremaine and the band. We began with Sam Lannon's dance orchestra with a vocal by Billy Jones and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, recorded January 5, 1927. I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover was written by Mort Dixon and Harry M. Woods.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Here to start off this final segment of our special 4th anniversary show is the Harmonizers Quartet.
Bill collectors gather around and rather haunt the cottage next door.
Men the grocer and butchers and
men who call for the rent.
But within a happy chappie and his bride of only a year
seem to be so cheerful, here's an earful
of the chatter you hear.
Every morning, every evening,
ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey,
ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a bun.
But smile for me, dear,
for people like us.
In the winter, in the summer,
don't we have fun?
Times are fun and getting a bummer.
Here we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night.
To their chimney a creeper came,
Mr. Spoken his name.
And a little kid, a pair of twins, just happened in with a bird. Still they're very gay and merry,
just at dawning I heard.
Every morning, every evening,
don't we have fun?
Twins and pairs, dear, come in pairs, dear,
don't we have fun?
We only started as Mama and Pa.
Are we downhearted?
I say that we're not.
And look mad and getting madder.
Ain't we got fun?
Times are bad and getting badder.
Still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get laid off.
In the meantime, in the green time, ain't we got fun?
Thank you.
nothing sure. The rich get rich and the poor get children.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Got fun, got fun, ain't we got fun?
Vernon Dalhart with the Criterion Quartet and Tuck Me to Sleep in My Old Tucky Home, written by Sam Lewis, Joe Young, and George W. Meyer. Vernon Dalhart was born Marion Tri Slaughter in Jefferson, Texas, and after moving to New York in 1910 to further his musical career, he came up with his stage name from the names of two towns in Texas, Vernon and Dalhart. The Harmonizers Quartet started things off in 1920 with Ain't We Got Fun, music by Richard Whiting, and words by Gus Kahn and Raymond B. Egan. I've had fun bringing you this special 4th anniversary edition of the show, and I hope you've had fun as well. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.